And for more on President Obama's speech tonight, I'm joined by NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, hi.
Hi, Melissa.
The president, Mara, not giving the speech from the Oval Office. He's going across town to the National Defense University. Speech supposed to last less than 30 minutes. It's also a speech the White House thought it could avoid. Why the change in course?
Well, you know, the venue is extremely important. This is not a typical going to war speech, which, as you said, is usually conducted in the Oval Office from behind that big desk. The White House isn't even calling this a war. It's a, quote, time-limited, scope-limited military action or a kinetic military action. But the irony is that they couldn't downplay this operation. The kind of military operation done in concert with allies, very multilateral, probably calls for even more explanation and communication from the president, because sometimes you have clashing interests among the allies. The goals can sound confusing. This is a speech that they have been criticized for waiting too long to give, but in the end couldn't avoid giving it.
Amar, we heard Scott Horsley just now talking about the mission of persuading the American people that this is worth it. We should talk about a new poll out from the Pew Research Center that suggests the public does feel the need to hear more from the president on this.
The new Pew poll shows that support for the military action is split. 47% are for it. 50%, however, feel there's no clear goal for the mission. 60% think we're going to be involved in Libya for a very long time. Now, as you heard in Scott's piece, the president contributed to some of this confusion by saying that Gaddafi must go, but then all of a sudden he turns around and says, well, that is not the goal of this military action. Of course, it wasn't authorized by the UN, and that is one of the constraints when you work in a multilateral coalition.
There has been a lot of complaining from Congress and elsewhere that there is, this seems to be open-ended, that there's no timetable, and questions about what the end game is. Are any of those going to be things the president will try to take on in his speech tonight, do you think?
I think the president will try to take them on, but there are some questions that are just unanswerable. He said the operation, at least with us in control, would take days, not weeks. But yesterday, when Secretary of Defense Gates was asked, will the U.S. still be involved a year from now, he said, I can't tell you that. As far as the end state goes, the White House is saying that Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, will be going to London tomorrow, and she'll be talking in concert with the allies about the end state that we want in Libya. But one of the other questions that is hard for the president to answer is, why isn't this a precedent? The White House says this is not a precedent. If other countries, like Syria, for instance, mm-hmm. do the same kinds of things against their people, it doesn't necessarily mean that we will intervene in the same way.
President Obama is known to be a cautious, deliberate decision maker. What do you think the political risks are for him with the military campaign in Libya right now?
I think the biggest risk is if Gaddafi stays in power, if there's a stalemate. What if it turns out that the rebels are Islamists and not the Democrats that we hope they are? I think that if the president gets lucky, if Gaddafi can be forced out, it will be a huge success for what is becoming the Obama doctrine, this multilateralism. But if he is still in power a long time from now, I think that it will be seen as less than a success, even if it staves off a humanitarian crisis.
Okay, Mara, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Mara Liasson, and we'll check back in with Mara and other analysts later tonight as part of our live special coverage of President Obama's speech.